Hi to all the boys and girls listening by radio today. And hi to the choir. You're looking good today. I hope your singing will be as happy as your faces. This is a Children's Bible Club, and I'm Aunt Carolyn. We're here to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and to learn more about God's Word. I have a good Bible story for you in a little while, but right now, let's join the choir in singing. Sometimes folks ask questions about the Children's Bible Club and its ministry. Well, it isn't big or fancy, but our desire is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and give out the gospel. And you can find out a lot about us on the website www.childrensbibleclub.com. We covet your prayers that we will do the job for the Lord. Recently, we received a good letter from a young girl in Ghana, West Africa. Here's part of it. She says, "Please, my main reason for writing is that I am a girl of 12 years of age and a great Muslim who attends mosque regularly. But one thing which is worrying me is that I don't have any Bible to know about Christ. I've been worrying about this matter and praying to God to show his power for me." End of quote. Oh, pray with us for this girl and other children who need to hear and understand how to be saved. And here's another letter from a lady in Trinidad. "In a world of changing values, it's refreshing to hear biblical teachings and appropriate songs sung by the children." We appreciate that encouragement and hope you'll join others who pray for the Children's Bible Club in reaching boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. So many these days are focused on entertainment and excitement and electronic games and possessions. Let's pray for hungry hearts like this young girl in Ghana, for repentance and genuine faith for our young people. Jesus may come soon, and it's urgent that all of us, including children, be ready to meet him. So pray, won't you? And now, here's the choir again.
Forward and onward!
today's story is Defeat and Disaster from Joshua chapter 7. After Jericho, next in line of conquest was a small city called Ai. Once again, General Joshua sent scouts ahead to view the city. They soon came back with an enthusiastic report. "Oh, Joshua, Ai is just a small town. Just send a small unit to take it. After such a great victory at Jericho, this town'll be a snap. 2,000-3,000 men can easily do the job." Joshua took their word for it, and without asking the Lord, sent out about 3,000 men. The rest of the army stayed with the old folks and women and children. They'd wait in camp for the army's return and be ready for a big victory celebration. To Joshua's horror, he soon heard loud cries of terror and distress coming through the mountains and saw his army in disarray, running for their lives like whipped pups. There was no victory celebration that night. Israel's army was soundly defeated by the little town of Ai. 36 Israelite men were killed. 36 husbands and fathers or sons didn't come home that night. 36 homes were filled with sorrow. Fear fell over the camp, and Joshua was distraught. What had gone wrong? He threw dust on his head and cried out, "Lord, why did you bring us out here to destroy us? It would have been better to stay on the other side of Jordan than to be defeated by our enemies. The Canaanites will destroy us now, and that'll bring awful reproach to your name." Joshua was in anguish, but God didn't show one bit of sympathy. He said, "Joshua, get up off your face. Israel has sinned and disobeyed me. They've taken of the accursed thing which I condemned, and they've kept it for themselves. That's why your army was defeated, and I will not be with you nor help you until this sin is judged and cleaned out." Oh, it hadn't crossed Joshua's mind that sin might have caused the trouble. Oh, if only he'd stopped to pray and get his orders from God before sending the army to Ai. But now was no time to pray. Now was time to clean out the sin. And God told Joshua exactly how to do it, and Joshua went to work. Calling the vast congregation together, he told them that they were defeated and that they must root out the sin and sinner. How could one offender ever be singled out in those thousands of people? Joshua commanded all the people to line up according to their tribes. One by one, the tribes passed Joshua's review stand, and the tribe of Judah was singled out. Then the tribe of Judah had to line up by families, and each family passed the platform until the Zarite family was separated. Then each household in that family had to pass by the stand. By now, the culprit began to sweat and get nervous. The pressure was getting tighter and tighter, but there was nowhere to run. When the household of Zabdi was taken, then they had to come through man by man. What a dreadful day! God singled out the man, and Achan stood alone before all Israel with no cover for what he had done. Everyone knew now who was to blame for the death and defeat. Joshua said sternly, "Now, Achan, no excuse. Tell us what you have done. Confess." Achan knew he was caught, and he said, "Jericho was accursed, and we were to take nothing. But I saw a beautiful Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them, and I took them, and I hid them under my tent." Joshua sent men to check. Sure enough, they found the stash and brought it to Joshua. They had the proof of Achan's sin, the sin he thought was secret. Judgment fell quickly. Achan, his wife, children, cattle, sheep, tent, and all his belongings were taken outside the camp and stoned to death. Then their bodies and all their belongings were set on fire. What a horrible sight! Oh, sin is serious, boys and girls. Perhaps Achan thought his sin wouldn't matter, but his sin not only affected him, but also 36 men who were killed in the battle, and all his family and animals. Achan's act shows how sin works. First, we see something wrong. Instead of turning from it, we want it. We take it, and then try to hide it, hoping no one will ever know. But God knows. He sees everything. Genesis says, "Thou, God, seest me." And Numbers says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." You know, Achan never repented of his sin. In fact, he didn't admit his sin until he got caught. How sad that some boys and girls do the same way. They hide their sin until it's too late, until they get caught. Then there's nothing left but punishment. Someday everyone's sins, like Achan's, will be revealed unless it has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. How much better it would be to come clean with God now, confess and turn from your sin, and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive and save you. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What a wonderful promise. Receive him by faith today. And now, God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.